Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to this week's podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about sales funnels. And sales funnels is something that I'm sure you've heard of before. There's a lot of hype around them, and there's a good reason for that, because they work. So I'm going to actually do two things in this podcast. I'm actually talking two different things. So first of all, you know, what's a sales funnel? And a sales funnel is basically how you automate your marketing. So it runs 24/7. And a sales funnel is simply nothing more than a workflow that moves people through phases within the funnel to go from somebody who is a prospect to a paying client. And when it comes to sales funnels, they can be very simple or very complex. My advice to you is you need a sales funnel for your business. And I would recommend starting with something simple, simple, simple. So I'm sure you've heard of freebies or lead magnets, okay? Or list building. All of this is related to digital marketing, which is part of sales funnels. So let me just give you a little idea here. Say, for instance, that you're somebody who does WordPress as a service, okay? You really should have a sales funnel around your WordPress packages, the services that you offer. And how you can create a simple sales funnel is just to create a lead magnet to give away for free, and then get people to sign up for that lead magnet and get on your list. That right there, my friends, is a very simple sales funnel. So what could you do for a checklist, or what could you do for an audio or a video? In other words, what could you create to give away for free? This is called the lead magnet or a freebie. This is the very top of a funnel, because you need to get people in your funnel. And the way you get people into a funnel is for them to give you their email. And here's the thing with sales funnels. You can have multiple sales funnels for multiple things, and you can also have several entry points into the same funnel. Now, how do you get people into the funnel? You give them something for free that solves a problem. So if you don't have a lead magnet for at least one of your services, then you're missing out on lots and lots of potential business. And it's also a great way to set you apart from everybody else that takes part in the feeding frenzy that is, you know, social media, when someone posts they're looking for help. The big difference between digital marketing and traditional marketing is traditional marketing was all about telling people how great you are, right? On TV shows or TV ads, I should say, or radio ads or billboards. Digital marketing, you have the chance to show people that you know what you're talking about. And this is where you give stuff away for free. And don't be afraid to give your best stuff away for free, because what it really does is it builds trust. So let's go back to talking about creating a freebie. I've got some awesome ideas for you. But remember, your freebie is directly based on a service that you offer and a problem that you solve. So it can be very, very simple, because it's really all about value. It's not quantity, it's quality. A one-page checklist that solves your client's problem is gold. So what you first need to figure out is, what are your clients' pain points with your specific services? So again, let's say WordPress. Let's say clients know that they need a WordPress website, but they have no idea where to start. Or, maybe they're going to do it themselves, but they need to know what are the best practices. Right there, you could create a simple checklist that lists out the top 10, mistakes to avoid when you're creating your own WordPress website. That's really going to help somebody. And let me give you a little hint when it comes to creating any type of freebie. If you focus on tips, tricks, best practices, mistakes to avoid, hacks, those are the things that people are looking for. So you could use those as a way to create several different lead magnets all around your WordPress services. And so you've got different ways to get into your funnel. So you're going to create that, very simple. You can use Word. And then what you can do is get yourself an email marketing platform. If you're starting out, start with something like MailerLite. You know, I used to go to MailChimp, but I actually start to like MailerLite more. You can sign up for free. Basically, what you do is you create your freebie, right? And you can upload it into your, you know, your WordPress media library. You can create a landing page on your WordPress website, and then you can embed a form that says, here, sign up for my freebie, and this is what it does for you. And then they sign up for it, they give you their email, you put them on your list, they get the freebie, and then you take over with email marketing. So sales funnel, you get them on your list. This is when email marketing, which is part of digital marketing, takes over. Then you can actually start having a conversation. You can have a sequence that leads them to a discovery session with you, some type of call to action. And that, my friends, right there is a sales funnel. You just created a simple sales funnel that will drive traffic to, let's say, to your checklist or to your ebook or your infograph or whatever it is. They will sign up for it, and then they will get your email, which is where you start building your relationships with people. And then you get them to sign up for your discovery session, you get them on the phone, and you sell them a WordPress website. Now, obviously, that's a simplified version, but that's the goal of what a sales funnel does. And the beauty to it is that it's running all the time. So no matter when they download it, you can hit them up with your email sequence and, you know, upsell them into buying a package from you for whatever it is that you sell. So simple explanation of a sales funnel, starting with lead magnets. One of the other thing you want to remember is anytime you want to promote your business, send them to your lead magnet instead, because you want to give them solutions. So if they're asking a question you know you can answer, you could certainly answer it and then refer them to your lead magnet. So move them to the lead magnet so you can prove you know what it is you're doing and that you can solve their problems. So I hope this has helped. I did a combination here all about sales funnels, all about creating a lead magnet, and then the email marketing that goes behind it. Now, one of the exciting things I want to share with you is I am launching officially my Mastering Sales Funnels course that teaches basically what I just told you in a very simplistic step-by-step method. And I've included the link below. I have a free webinar that is on demand that you can watch anytime to learn more about sales funnels and why you need them in your business to help you get clients. So I hope you enjoyed. This week's podcast was kind of a combo. Feel free to leave any comments and be sure to subscribe if you enjoy this. You can find it on all the popular podcasting platforms. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.